This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Back brief nation, we can stand down the nuclear arsenal. World War III has been averted. The Chinese spy balloon is no more. According to numerous news outlets, the American, quote, war planes have shot the balloon out of the sky. I'm assuming F-22, but it's a balloon, so maybe that's overkill. And if it is that the first F-22 air-to-air kill? I don't know, but it's down. I say again, the balloon is down. Now, I get why you think this is a big deal. I do. It is kind of a big deal, right? China has zero business sending shit over our airspace. Hell, I don't care if it's Canada ballooning into our airspace. That is close to an act of war. But, let's keep some perspective here. It's a balloon, not a boat full of armed commandos. But Rod, what if it's a balloon today and armed commandos tomorrow? Wolverines! Look, if you don't think our military wasn't milking this thing for all its intel, you're fucking crazy. I wouldn't be surprised if Qin Fang was sitting behind his terminal receiving spy balloon data when one of our cyber boys popped up in a feed like, a balloon, bro? LOL. Want to borrow a U-2? JK, better luck next time. Now, everyone, take a moment to take in the fact that we have a space plane that flies around the world in space autonomously, collecting whatever intel it collects, and then lands boop, by itself. We have stealth helicopters, stealth planes, stealth UAVs. We can eat your lunch in your own backyard and you won't know it's us, except that we didn't touch the hummus, because that's too ethnic for lawmakers. Our closest adversary, our quote, near peer, is using a balloon. Now, I'm sure it's a very nice balloon, but it's still a balloon. Would you be at all surprised to find out it took 100 Chinese soldiers a week to blow it up manually? And I say, 100 Chinese soldiers because, the malnourishment, the beatings, and, I'm sure they can't really blow up a balloon. One guy, it's probably going to take about 100 of them. I mean, what in the name of Wile E. Coyote, people? We thought the Russians were going to be this unstoppable military monolith, and they would absolutely just steamroll over Ukraine, and we were going to have to fight these guys, and it was going to be, they were all going to be Spetsnaz commandos coming over the hills, just killing everything. That didn't happen. That was a lie. Instead, they got dudded by Ukraine with a healthy helping of U.S. military surplus and spooky operator assistance, but nevertheless, they did get dudded. China was supposed to be the dragon of the East. You know, fire breather, scary. 100,000 Chinese soldiers to every American troop. Oh. Well, our near-peer competitor's plan was to launch a balloon and try to convince us it was a weather balloon. That's straight off a couple of thousand miles off course. Or bad. Come on, man. First of all, my kids make better excuses than that, okay? That's ridiculous. But a weather balloon? Now, are the Chinese preparing for something? Is this all part of a bigger plot? Is this IPB intelligence preparation for the battlefield? Absolutely. Sure. You don't send your premier intelligence collection weather balloon forward unless you're ready to start some shit. The areas they were flying over happened to be militarily sensitive spots in Montana. Okay, cool. You took some pictures or whatever. I'm sure you intercepted some signal. I mean, honestly, they're better off just stealing our data from TikTok. They own it. They're better off collecting intelligence by starting companies than, you know, encouraging us to be willing participants to free services in exchange for our privacy and data. That's honestly a much better strategy than weather balloon. But hey, if that's our near peer, we're in good shape, folks. We're all right. If that is their plan, a weather balloon, I think we're all right. Next time your kid has a birthday party, email the Chinese embassy and ask if they send clowns along with their balloons. All right. Back brief. Frozen Nation, how are you holding up there in the north? 100 degrees below zero Fahrenheit in some parts of the northeast. Holy hell, folks. That's Antarctic temperatures. Like, anyone see that shitty movie from 2004, The Day After Tomorrow? You know, I think when New York gets hit by the perfect storm of blizzard, and there's the Statue of Liberty with windblown ice on her. I think it's a Jake Gyllenhaal movie. I'm not sure. I think I remember like a subway and there's like ice coming in, and there's like a cold front that's like 1,000 degrees below zero or something, just like freezing motherfuckers left and right. But nevertheless, it was not a great movie, but it's turning out to be less shitty and more prophetic as we see the world doing some weird weather gymnastics. Now, can't we just admit that climate change is happening? Is that so far of a reach, especially right now? Now, I'm not saying it's man-made. I'm not saying that we did this. I'm not saying that America is responsible for climate change. I'm not saying there's anything we can even do about it. But can't we admit that it might be real? That something is happening. Something is happening in our own time, in this generation. And it doesn't mean that we have to have a solution. Doesn't mean that we have to have an idea of even how it's happening. But the fact is that it's happening. Texas shouldn't be freezing annually. Delaware shouldn't be uninhabitable. According to the almighty Google machine, the coldest places on Earth are valleys in Antarctica, where it gets down to like negative 148. Now, negative 148 is a far jump from negative 100. But it's not that far of a jump, really, when you were used to negative 30, negative 40. And all of a sudden, it's 108 degrees below zero. You're not that far from Antarctic valleys. Right now, in some places in the Northeast, it is instant frostbite. If you're not covering an inch of your skin, boom, instant frostbite. I heard some weather lady saying, but the day after negative 100, it'll be negative 40. Not too bad, right? It's all about perspective. Are you kidding me? Perspective? You know, a firefight's not that bad when you think about it. It only lasts a few minutes, and right after, it's pretty calm. You know, perspective. No, 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 no. That's not how this works. We are not supposed to be at negative 100 unless you're in like the Arctic. That's a problem. What do we do about this? I have no idea. No clue. Is there anything to actually do? Maybe not. Maybe this is the new normal for us. Maybe winter in the north will be like hurricane season, only worse. So, stay warm, folks, and good luck up there. Let's hope that it has a we fare better than the Jake Gyllenhaal movie. If I recall correctly, in that movie, it ends with America being frozen. It was like three or four storms that came together. They're like winter Arctic storms. They jack up the United States. And if I remember correctly, there are helicopters flying American refugees to Mexico. Yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen. I'm sure the Mexican government will be very accommodating to the gringos coming from the north. Before we sign off, I want to award this episode's Dud Award to none other than Mr. George Santos, representative from New York, who in a stunning interview told the world that he promises to keep things above board from now on, and that he had learned his lesson about lying. I'm very proud of you, George. You learned a lesson. Good job, folks. Santos is an idiot, and I love saying his name like Santos. I like to give it that Spanish accent that I don't have because I keep it ethnic, people. Santos is an idiot for that statement alone because he's in good company anyway in Washington. They're all idiots. They're all liars, left, right, all idiots. And honest to God, any politician that points their finger at Mr. Santos is a hypocrite in all of his or her or its glory. But I, taxpayer extraordinaire, voter, I can call him a dud, an idiot, a moron, if you will, for not having the grace to step down after openly lying and then apologizing for lying. And then telling the American people, his voters, his constituents, guys, I promise, going forward, I'm not going to lie anymore. Folks, the truth has become not only subjective, but absolutely unnecessary. Truth is, it's like a nice to have, but you don't need it to get elected anymore. Have you ever really? I like to think that there was a point in American politics where, you know, you were kind of an honest person. People thought you were an honest person. You were an honest person, that you could be elected to make some real changes for the country. But maybe that's not necessarily true. We, you and I, we, the voters of America, have told hucksters and charlatans just like Santos that we love to be lied to. We love it. We will eat whatever shit sandwich you make for us as long as you whisper sweet nothings into our ears. Tell us how we should feel about things. When should I be angry, Mr. Santos? When should I be happy, Mr. Santos? Exacerbate my fears and then calm me down with more lies. Tell me about your great-grandparents or your grandparents. Tell me about your ethnic, your heritage, and lie to us about this and that and whatever. I want to blame the people of New York, but it's not just them. It's everyone. See, Santos is the dud we deserve. Hell, we should just sweep him into the office of the president next year and just call it a day. I mean, really, at this point, what does it matter? George Santos, if that's even your real name. I wouldn't be surprised if he had an alias. If this George Santos guy didn't even exist, would you be at all surprised to find out George Santos was actually a broom? He's just a broom. A horse in a human costume. That all of this is beginning to look more and more like a Family Guy bit than actual American politics. Mr. George Santos, you are the dud of this episode, but a dud of our own making. Thank you for promising to tell the truth going forward. I'm sure we have nothing to worry about. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine, folks. Balloons out of the sky. The Northwest is about to defrost, hopefully. And George Santos has assured us that America can rest easy because he's not going to lie anymore. He promises. Shout out to Rollins Band, Liar. Go check it out. Maybe that should be George Santos's next song that he plays at all of his political rallies. Folks, that's it for me. I'm Rod Rodriguez. This was the Back Brief. I want to thank the Back Brief Nation first and foremost for being patient with me. Sometimes I'm very inconsistent with these episodes. I'm doing 1,000 other things, and I try and give you the best 15 minutes of your time and my time. Should I make this longer? I don't think the show should be longer. I don't feel like it should be longer. Maybe if I had some call-in, I got some guests on, that'd be great. Do you even want guests? I don't even know what the people want anymore. Who knows? Hit that subscribe button. That's what I want. I want you to hit that subscribe button. Be sure to follow us at ConnectingVets.com. Be sure to check out my guy, Phil Briggs, CBS Ion Veterans, everywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm Rod Rodriguez. I am out of here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.